It's the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy with you on this Tuesday, February 21st. Noah, you got some rapid fire ones for us today, right?
Yeah, we're going to do some rapid fire right quick. Just a cool little 10 facts right here. So a giraffe can clean its ears with its 21-inch tongue.
Really?
21-inch tongue can wrap around and clean its own ears with its own tongue. Yeah, that's a pretty long tongue.
Yeah.
You cannot hunt camels in Arizona.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't know you could hunt camels anywhere in the United States, but in Arizona, you definitely can't.
Apparently. I wasn't even really aware that there were camels in Arizona.
I don't know. I don't think we have wild camels. Yeah. I don't know. But apparently that's a thing. It's possible to lead a cow upstairs, but not downstairs.
They can't, like, walk down.
I guess they can't. I guess because they're so heavy or whatever, their muscles
but
can't.
But they can go up?
They can go up, but they cannot go down the stairs.
All right.
The number of dimples on a regular, or not a regular, on a regulation golf ball is 336 dimples.
Wow.
All the way on a golf ball for you golfers out there. Al Capone's business card said he was a used furniture dealer.
Interesting.
I guess that's a good front right there.
Yeah.
The average American spends about 2.5 days a year looking for lost items.
Okay.
I think I've already exceeded that,
yeah,
I'll be honest.
Honestly.
But yeah, 2.5 days a year looking for lost items. The real name of Monopoly's mascot, Uncle Pennybags, is actually Milburn Pennybags.
Mm.
So that is the mascot for Monopoly. In 10 minutes, a hurricane releases more energy than all of the world's nuclear weapons combined.
Wow.
That is a big fact for me. I'm from Louisiana, went through multiple hurricanes, actually stayed in a gym where the windows blew in while I was at the sheriff's office because of the hurricane.
Wow.
Quite eventful place. Yeah, so in 10 minutes, enough energy that combined all the world's nuclear weapons. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
A sloth can hold their breath for longer than dolphins.
Really?
Yeah, that's nuts. I never would have guessed that.
That's insane.
The average adult spends more time. Oh, nope, that was last week's. Never mind. I didn't cross that one out. And here's the last one. You spray, this kind of disgusting now that I think about it, makes me want to clean this mic off. You spray 2.5 drops of saliva per word.
Really?
Per word. Yeah, 2.5 drops of saliva per word.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I got to sanitize everything you're talking around, I guess. But
you too. Don't just put that on me.
I mean,
now.
In general, yeah. All right, so here's mine. So did you know that Picasso was once suspected of stealing the Mona Lisa?
What?
Yeah, so Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre on August 21st, 1911. And obviously everyone was freaking out, where'd the Mona Lisa go? And everyone was wondering who stole it. And quickly, one man that was soon under investigation for it was Pablo Picasso, the artist. And his name was given to the authorities by, there's a bunch of French names here, so hopefully I say them all right, but Honoré Joseph Jéré Perret, who was the former secretary of Picasso's friend, a famed poet, Guillaume Apollinaire. And so the former secretary had previously stolen at least two Bronze Age Iberian sculptures from the Louvre and sold them to up-and-coming artists. And so when he was being investigated for it, he threw out Pablo Picasso's name. And that was the reason he started being investigated. And also, just a side note, at the time, the Louvre security was terrible. The paintings weren't even bolted to the walls. If you got in there,
you could
just
go and take it off the wall.
Yeah. Then Picasso and Apollinaire were eventually both brought to court, and it was determined that Picasso was indeed in possession of stolen art, but not the
Mona Lisa.
Yeah, and so all of his stolen art and Apollinaire's Iberian statues were quickly returned, and the judge let both Picasso and Apollinaire off with a warning.
What?
Yeah, and then in search of the mysterious Mona Lisa, it took 2 years. Eventually, they finally found the person who stole it, but during that two-year period is kind of when the Mona Lisa grew exponentially to become such a popular painting,
right?
Because now it was all mysterious where it was. Finally, it was found, and it was Vincenzo Perugia, an Italian employee of a firm that cut glass for the Louvre. And one time when he was staying late after work, he apparently stole the Mona Lisa. He brought it back to Italy thinking that it was rightfully belonged to Italy, and he expected a reward for returning it.
of course he did.
Yeah, and then luckily the person who he was trying to sell it to or give it back to in Italy Called the police, and then he later served 8 months in prison for this crime.
8 months in prison. I think for if that happened now, Mona Lisa.
It might be a little longer. Prison sentence.
Yeah, definitely, especially because the caliber of that artist.
Yeah.
Then and now you go to nowadays and the way that we value things now compared to back then.
Yeah.
That'd be yeah.
Yeah, but I never knew that Pablo Picasso was apparently a.
I didn't even.
Art
I'll
stealer.
Be honest. I didn't even know that the Mona Lisa was ever stolen.
Yeah.
Either. I didn't
yeah.
do enough
I'd heard,
studying
like,
on it.
Yeah, I definitely never knew the exact story about it all, but yeah, apparently
so
Picasso.
Old Picasso is an art thief.
He didn't steal the Mona Lisa, but he did.
But
he did
multiple,
steal some
it
art.
Said multiple other yeah. arts, not just one. The man was stealing people's stuff.
Craziness. All right, that'll do it for today's show. Thanks for listening to the Did You Know Show. We do it every weekday, 2:45 p.m. See you guys tomorrow.